Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Over a million people in Gaza could be left without food and aid this month as trucks loaded with fresh produce and medical supplies remain stuck at an Israeli checkpoint in Egypt. Well, a little earlier on, I spoke to Nana Valla, who is a medical team lead with Medecins Sans Frontières in Gaza. And I began by asking Nana to describe what it's like where she is at the moment.
So where I am in Khan Yunis also includes the area of Al Mawasi. And this area is it's the most densely populated area of the Gaza Strip right now. Over 300,000 Gazans are living in tents and, you know, with a very poor infrastructure in terms of water and sanitation, lack of hygiene items, and constant threat of military action.
And in terms of safety, how safe do you and your colleagues feel, both in your own lives and in the work that you're doing?
I think safety is very contextual and it's very day to day. I'm not sure that there's anybody that feels 100% safe here. We obviously try to take every precaution that we can in feeling safe. We feel safe enough to be able to continue our work every day, which is sometimes not always the case.
Nana, we recently spoke to a doctor who was just back in the UK after a number of months in Gaza, and he was telling us about the desperate choices that medics with such limited supplies are having to make. Are you getting the items that you need to do the work that you need to do every day?
No, not consistently. Here, it's particularly critical. We have a system where we barter and exchange our resources and our supplies with all of the other NGOs. There is very little hygiene items in the market. You cannot find soap. You cannot find shampoo. Also in the hospitals, you cannot find laundry detergent. We do not have the proper items and soap to manage and maintain proper infection prevention control measures within the hospitals. We're continually running out. It's a continuous race to try and not run out of items for the operating rooms to function and do dressings, gauze, abdominal gauze, simple things. It's a daily struggle.
Now, we heard from UNRWA yesterday that the recent pauses in fighting to allow for the polio vaccination program those pauses gave people respite for some hours, we heard. Did they also allow your teams to help people without the constant threat of attack and of bombings?
What I would say to that is that there were pauses, but the pauses were per zone. And they were only for specific hours during the day. So when there was a pause in the zone that we were working in for the polio campaign in Khan Yunis, that pause did not apply to Deir Bala or the north of Gaza, and there was continued fighting there. There was also continued fighting here outside the hours of the pauses, continued mass casualty incidents at multiple field hospitals. And since the polio campaign had moved to the north, even through the polio campaign, there were at least one to two mass casualty incidents still within the Gaza Strip, even during this time of the humanitarian pause.
What we've heard from just about every aid worker in Gaza is that they have never seen anything like this before, that the rules have just gone out the window as far as they are concerned. Is it difficult in those circumstances to convince people to come and join you and for your colleagues to continue doing the work that you're doing?
Of course. You know, I think the biggest heroes here are really the healthcare workers, the Palestinian healthcare workers. They've been doing this, still suffering the same problems and the same constraints in terms of constant evacuations. They continue to show up to work every day. Just last week, there was an airstrike that occurred in the so-called humanitarian zone, less than 500 meters away from our guest house, next to a field hospital run by another actor. There was no warning that was given neither to any of the humanitarian organizations that were living or conducting activities in this area. The rules just don't seem to apply here.
And you're also working with a population that has been displaced now so many times since October of last year. And that must be taking a huge toll on those people.
An immense toll on them. Their ability and resilience of the Palestinian people, particularly the healthcare workers that are, like I said, showing up to work every day, and having to endure the same pain and suffering that the population is suffering, but still care for their population and try and do everything that they can to improve their health care and help the patients survive is impressive.
Nana, thank you very much. Nana Valla, thank you for joining us from Khan Yunis.
Thank you for having me.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.